Okay, let's go on to Barbara and let's see if we can get done as quick as we can, Barbara, because then we got Marianne.
Yes. I was wondering, I got word from my cousin in Montana that her husband had been to the doctor, and the doctor said he was going to have dialysis. So he went home and didn't go back to the doctor for a bit, and then he decided, I don't know how, but to have acupuncture. And then he waited a while, and then he went back to the doctor, and the doctor says, "What's going on? You don't need dialysis." But what happened?
All right. Well,
You ever heard of such a thing?
yes, ma'am, I have. It's very rare, but I have heard of it twice before. Remember, I've been doing this since the 1970s. There's something going on with the energy flow in the various meridians. And by the way, it's been proven that the Chinese were absolutely correct thousands of years ago when they said that energy flowed in certain pathways that are not nerves in the body. Some French researchers proved that with radioactive materials, but there are energy meridians. And if those energy meridians are in balance, the darndest things can happen when they're put right back into balance, and that's what acupuncture does. Now, another thing,
Okay.
you
That's
might want.
interesting. Thank you.
Well, okay, one more thing, ma'am. Put into your search engine on your computer, put in Walter. That's easy. Now, I'll spell the second name PIERPAOLI. Walter, PIERPAOLI. And then three initials, TRH. And then the word kidney. And up will come some YouTube stuff talking about the use of TRH for kidney failure in case you ever need it. Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's the music that says we gotta go. I know we have, I'm sorry, one person waiting, but please call us back next week.